every true repentance leads to the right judgments on things. Every true repentance leads to the right judgments of things. A confused person cannot make decisions that are according to God. But when God works in your life, in your heart, brings you to the point where everything will fall into place. Why am I saying this? We have an account here where David was involved in a sexual immorality. As a leader of his own people, but he abused the power and took someone else's wife and made him killed the war. David didn't do that by himself. Joab, who is here in this text today, was implicated to that. Do you think that he didn't play a great part in the cover-up and the killing of Uriah? No, he was heavily involved. He obeyed his king when his king was doing what was against the God of Israel. David made himself the God of Israel, as if the whole empire was given to him to do what he likes. He was acting like the kings of the present days in the Middle East and other places, who will just have access to whatever they think would be good. So Joab was implicated. But how he refused to take a city because in his view he says he will take all the glory. Why he wanted to give back the glory to David. That was his opportunity, an opportunity to excel and to shine as a hero. But I want to say that was an action of repentance, because David repented, isn't it? David repented. And he wrote that Psalm 51, out of repentance. And he himself also, he said this in the last chapter. Chapter 12, verse 13. Then David said to Nathan, when he was confronted with what he did, he said, I have sinned against the Lord. I have sinned. That is a repentance and a confession of a sin. And the Lord answered his prayers. But God said, the child will die, definitely. But you will go on having other children. Solomon was born, which was mean God loved by the Lord. And so you see the love of God, unwavering love of God for us, is greatly connected with our desire always to repent of our sins and to walk with him. Because that is what he was preparing these people for. And we have the fulfillment of all these promises in the person of the true King, Jesus Christ. So this is the history, in case if you didn't hear it when Jim read it, and it was beautiful. So this man was fighting against the country, against a city called Rabbah, and he captured the royal citadel. But there was a last point where he will take the whole city. Job sent messengers to David saying, I have fought against Rabbah and taken its water supply. Now muster the rest of the troops and besiege the city and capture it. Otherwise, I will take the city and it will be named after me. So he was like saying, no, given what I have done, I don't deserve anything. I don't deserve anything from the Lord. It will only be by his mercy. And how many blessings there are in store for him as a result of his repentance and trust of the Lord. And this time he was given the order to take the city, but he himself decided not to do that. So we can say, like, here he disobeyed his king. Something he failed to do in the first place. But in the process of repenting and reflection, he realized that he need to dissociate himself with anything that will bring shame to the God of Israel, shame to his name. So he refused that. He got the courage because he repented and the Lord gave him the right thinking and the right heart not to do that. And David, he didn't argue, isn't it? He was just told, and now the order is as if Joab is the king. How can you say to your king, I have done this now, even with no any introduction. Now, and you don't delay. Now, muster the rest of the troops and besiege the city and capture it. You see? And then the Bible says, so David mustered the entire army and went to Rabbah. Here the king, now acting under God's order, influence. Because this man has repented, and he himself, the sin that he had committed was still fresh in his thinking. And now they are about to do what is right before the God of Israel. Brothers and sisters, our walk with God is one of the most delightful things to do. It's exciting because we have a God who has provided a means for us to be forgiven. God has forgiven us. And even the glory that we may want in this world, he has provided for the glory that is in heaven. And that is why we don't fight for our rights. We don't claim the best positions as Christians, as Michael gave us the reading in the New Testament. The honor, no one takes any honor upon himself. Anyone who is walking with the Lord bestows. The Lord bestows. As you have the right attitude towards the Lord and in his word, as you are willing to repent and going on repenting, whenever the Holy Spirit brings to your mind and your heart, where you might have been really doing what is wrong, and then you repent and ask the Lord to remove whatever may stand between your friendship. Because a calling to friendship, a calling to be instruments in God's hand, and he wants these instruments to be clean, to be ready, to be used by the Master. So true repentance leads to proper judgments of things and leads to greater blessings. That is the message for us tonight. Maybe we need to ask the Lord to search our hearts and to bring to our very hearts the things that we need to deal with and rise and shine and be the people God has called to walk in this dark world with the light of God. As Job said in Job 29, when he was recounting and thinking of his early days, when he said he was so blessed by the Lord. And he said to us that he walked through darkness. With the light of God. How I long for the month gone by, for the days when God watched over me, when his lamp shone upon my head, and by his light I walked through darkness. As we are right with the Lord, we will walk through darkness with great joy, even through sicknesses and troubles and problems. God has power to make us stand and to declare this wonderful truth to ourselves and to believe it and to apply it and go on being the people of God. Let us pray.